Agenda item number 14, report and possible discussion on report of external audit planned by David Thompson, Chief Financial Officer.
Okay, can you see my slide?
You're good.
We can.
All right, this is just an introduction because I have Aaron Wortham, the partner in charge of the audit for the FY 2020 audit coming up. And what I want to do is I will exit from here and put Aaron's slides up there.
Yeah, we lost the slides, David.
Do you see them now?
No.
You do not. Okay, hang on one second. Oh, here we go.
Can you hear me now?
All right, we see the slides.
All righty, so I will click through the slides for Aaron. So I will let Aaron introduce himself.
Sounds great. Again, my name is Aaron Wortham. I'm the partner on the audit engagement, and I'm pleased to report our pre-audit planning presentation. Next slide, please. So what I want to do as part of this presentation, I just want to go through our audit team introduction, make you familiar with the faces and team members, go through our 2020 audit plan, and then lastly, we have our auditors' communication with those charged with governance, and then open up to any questions. Next slide. So for audit team, just for some background here, this is our second year conducting the audit. I'm the engagement partner. I've been working with Baker Tilly in our energy and utilities practice for 20 some years. We were able to keep the same engagement team. So we're able to keep our senior manager. She's going to be back for a second year. She's has about 16 years worth of experience. And then we also are able to keep our senior associate, the senior in charge on the engagement, Ryan Tyler. So we anticipate this being our second year. You know, although we're dealing with these COVID effects and whatnot, we're thinking that with the same audit team and your management team, we don't anticipate any issues. We should be able to conduct the audit almost 100% remotely. We shouldn't have any issues there, but we're excited to serve you folks again. Next slide. What I want to do is just go through the deliverables, you know, what deliverables we have as part of our audit engagement. The first thing is we will provide you with audited financial statements in accordance with U.S. generally accepted auditing standards. Those are the auditing standards that we're required to follow. Those are the same requirements that we follow when we conduct any utility audit. In addition, we also provide a report on internal controls over financial reporting and on compliance and other matters in accordance with government auditing standards. Those are additional standards such as continuing professional education that we need to meet, supervision requirements, quality control, due care, things to that extent. If you happen to have expenditures greater than $750,000 in a year, federal expenditures, we would be required to conduct a single audit. I believe this year that will not be the case. We will then provide a management letter. That management letter will contain a number of things. If we find any material weaknesses or significant deficiencies in your control environment, we'd be required to communicate those to you, and you would find that in the management letter. In addition to that, we would also have our communication with UCharge's governance. Those are the standard items that we report on every year. Talks about accounting policies, talks about our independence as auditors, talks about your management representations, things to that extent. But again, that would be our other deliverable, and we call that our management letter. Next slide. Just to give you some background, our audit timeline for this year, we've already conducted our preliminary field work, and that went very well. That went very smoothly. We did that in July of 2020. Obviously, we did that remotely. We plan to conduct our final field work and review in the months of October and November. and present our financial statements and our audit in December or January of 2021. Next slide. What this shows here is if we were to break out our audit in segments of main area of audit focus, I've listed those below. If we just take a quick step back though, and we look at, I guess, an overview of our audit, I'd say about 30% of what we're going to do or what we've started doing is testing relative to internal controls. What we'll do is we will map out your major processes, such as, you know, whether it's work orders, disbursements, seating, payroll. We'll map out those significant processes. We'll document what major internal controls need to be in place. We'll then make sure that you have those controls, but also that those controls are working as designed. So we'll test those controls. Based on that internal control testing, we'll then conduct our substantive tests. That's roughly about 40% of our audit. That would be, you know, confirming your cash and investment balances, taking a look at the fair value of your investments, looking at your accounts receivable, your fixed asset additions, retirements, things like that. In areas where we have control breakdowns, we'd probably give additional attention to those substantive tests. And in areas that controls are properly functioning and working as designed, we'd probably spend a little less time in those substantive types of tests. And then lastly, 30% of the audit, what we do is specific to your financial reporting, taking a look at those disclosures in your financial statements, and then planning of this audit engagement. But again, some of the major areas that we would focus on, your information technology. In fact, it's such an important part of our audit that we have a CISA on our audit engagement. That's a certified information systems auditor. That's all they do. They just work in the IT environment. Accounts receivable revenues, capital assets, obviously, as that makes up most of your balance sheet. We'll take a look at your pension liability. That's obviously your biggest or your most significant estimate in your financial statements. Expenditures, some contracts, contingencies, and then lastly, your entire financial reporting package. Next slide, please. And one thing, if we were to step back maybe 6 or 7 years ago, as part of the audit process, normally what you would see is at the very end of the audit, you would have the audit partner or manager come in and present the audit results. Since that time, the profession now requires what we call a two-way communication. So the importance is, for one, that we have this discussion right now, that we talk to you on the front end of the audit, let you know what we're going to be doing. But more importantly, we want to definitely make sure that we reach out to you folks to get your thoughts regarding your thoughts on fraud, your thoughts on fraud risks, address any concerns that you have, or any thoughts that you think we should be aware of as we go about and conduct the audit. There's a number of ways we do that. One is obviously this meeting where you can present any concerns that you have at the end of this presentation. Certainly through David, getting my contact information, you'll be able to reach out to me at any time during the year with any thoughts that you have relative to audit concerns, fraud risks. But then what we also do is we reach out to individuals throughout the organization as part of our audit planning process to have these risk interviews. So we'll reach out to certain board members, have those discussions. We reach out to higher levels of management to get their thoughts. And we use all these thoughts and communications as we go about and plan for our audit. So one thing, when we get to the end, certainly you can give me any feedback or any thoughts or even questions that you have as part of the audit. But if not, if you'd like prefer a more private setting, certainly you can reach out to me directly and we can have those conversations offline. Next slide, please. But for this year, you know, we envision, aside from the COVID hiccups, we think this should be a pretty straightforward year. We're working right now with some accounting guidance because of the COVID environment. The profession does have new requirements, audit requirements, accounting policy requirements that your entity will need to follow. However, given this environment, they've delayed the implementation. So we're going to be looking at a couple of those items. Management may choose to implement some of these changes now, although not required. So we're still kind of working on that to see if, is this going to be a change we're going to make this year, or are we going to wait till next year due to the environment, everything that's going on. But from everything we've seen so far and what we've done in planning, we think this will be should be a good, straightforward audit, and we're excited to get started. We definitely appreciate all the help that your management team gives us in, you know, the year and a half that we've been working with those individuals. They timely answer all of our requests. They've been great to work with, and we would anticipate that going forward. So with that, I'll go to the next slide and open up for any questions you folks might have.
Any questions for Aaron?
Yeah, this is Director Savage. I had a question about this CISA person, you know, the information systems and the IT. There have been more press recently about asymmetric attacks on water systems. You know, are you looking at that from like a cybersecurity, you know, aspect?
Right. Yep, that's a great question. So what we do, if you take a look at our audit, we provide an opinion on your financial statements. So specifically, our requirements are to look at your IT systems relative to the financial reporting. So how the items get in your financial reporting. So you bring up a great question. You know, cybersecurity is a huge risk right now. So what we do, we'll probably, I think, if we take a deeper dive into IT than what's required. So we will take a little bit, we'll look at things a little bit closer. We'll go a little bit outside the financial reporting, and it's more of an awareness that when we find control breakdowns, we will certainly communicate those to you folks. However, in this area of cybersecurity, one thing that we're seeing a lot of organizations do or start to consider is having a cyber assessment. Where they'll go and get a cyber assessment and have a much more pointed look at your cyber environment. In fact, there's new auditing requirements coming out soon, and might even be in effect now, where entities can go out and get an opinion just on their cybersecurity. That's not something that I do. That's not in my wheelhouse, if you will. But we do, and other firms as well, we do have separate partners that do strictly only that work in the cyber environment. So what I can tell you is we'll take a look at this from a pretty high level as it pertains to your financial reporting. But for those entities that choose so or choose additional discussion, there's certainly much more in-depth cyber assessment that you're now able to get from public accounting firms that might take a closer look and a more detailed look at those items that you just mentioned.
Thank you, Aaron.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you,
Aaron. Thank you, David.
Thanks, Aaron.
Question.
Oh, go ahead.
This is Director Boren.
Yes.
I think Mr. Sanderson, Director Sanderson, raised a great question. And I'm wondering, Mr. Sanderson, do you think that we need to do more probing in that area or expand this audit more than what's been done?
I think I would tend to agree with the audit partner's assessment on this one and leave that a little bit to his professional judgment, because he'll be closer to the ground and seeing what's happening and so forth and so on. So, but I do applaud his approach. I think it's a wise approach.
Okay. Just want to be sure. Thank you.
You're welcome. You know, and one thing I can do as part of this year's, as we wrap up this year's audit, I can reach out to one of our CISA partners that does these type of items or does these types of tests and reports. And as he and I discuss, you know, your specific entity, you know, certainly when I present, I could have that individual just kind of touch base. They could let you know, here's the types of things they've seen in similar organizations, you know, what their high level thoughts are. You know, there's probably many different ways you can attack this. You know, you could have like a Cadillac package, you could have a mid-tier package. But he could give you his thoughts as to, hey, here's what we see for organizations such as yourselves. It's more than what we would do in a financial audit that I would do, but maybe there's like a sweet spot, although you may not get a formal opinion and pay for all those administrative costs of following these audit rules, if you will. They can put together some sort of consulting engagement, look at some key risk areas for your entity, and provide their thoughts on that. But certainly, you know, I'll let you, this can marinate with you folks a little bit. You can touch base with David, but if this is something where you'd like for us to have a partner come in and kind of present, you know, what they see, what might interest you folks, certainly we can do that.
David Cullingsworth. I would just, we have a lot of those things in place, David, but if you'll just make sure that you connect with the auditor and get that name of the person possibly in the future for some type of assessment. But thank you for that recommendation.
Sure. Mr. Werthmann, Director Huber, I had a very pleasant interview with your senior manager, Ms. Slaughter, a couple of weeks ago, and just wanted you to know she represents your firm very well. It was a very pleasant conversation we had.
Oh, very good. I will definitely pass that on. Thank you.
Please do.
All right. Seeing no other questions or comments?
One other comment, and just briefly.
Sure.
Coming back around, Mr. Worthen, the last year's audit committee meeting, we had talked about some GFOA documents and so forth and so on. And if it's possible to be able to provide those at some point in time, just go back to your meeting notes and double check that. It would be
okay.
Helpful.
Okay. Sure.
You bet. Thanks.
Yep. Thank you.